CPV Radio, Central Texas. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is the Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
This is Sterling Roberts, and you are listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Did you turn that off, Nia? That oil.
I can't hear her.
By this time, it should be up and running like the way I want it to work. You know, it's just not being nice. So, family and friends, stay tuned after this music selection, and hopefully we get it right this time.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you.
My disciples in me, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, shall make you free, shall make you free, shall make you.
Well, it's really up to you.
Family and friends, we are back. We are back. Sisters, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sisters?
I'm here.
There you go. Pastor Jean, can you hear me?
Whoops.
Pastor Jean. Okay. Sister Deanna, we're going to go on until we could get Pastor Jean in. I don't know what's going on with the system today.
I'm here.
Okay, there we go. Yes. Got it. So today we are serving a down south menu. We have biscuits and gravy. We have the fried chicken. We have the fried green tomatoes and the mac and cheese.
Oh,
we have shrimp and grits, family. This is what we're serving up. So we're going to start with the first verse, which is Romans 4, 20 to 21. Have confidence in God. And family and friends, this is our 13th episode with the Grub family and friends.
Praise God.
So this verse.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God is great. God is great. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grows strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and gave praise and glory. I'm double reading. Satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised.
Mm-hmm.
Family and friends, no one believed David could defeat the giant. But David wasn't discouraged. David had sought the Lord early, which gave him confidence in God to do what he was supposed to do that day. When David killed Goliath, he ran quickly to the battlefield and proclaimed victory in the name of the living God. People who raise early and seek God go forth to do what we must do with courage. Ask God for confidence, family and friends, to slay any giant in our life that has set themselves against God's plan for us. See, when we have that confidence in God and we keep that faith in God, we could conquer the world without even knowing that we're conquering the world. We're conquering every circumstances, every mistake that is in our life. But we have to give it to God. We have to put our faith, have the confidence, walk strong, keep our chest and our head up. Because God got us every step of the way, family and friends.
Yes, he does.
So family and friends, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Jean, and then we're going to switch it over to Sister Diane. Pastor Jean?
Amen. You know, as you were, I think this is such an appropriate scripture right now regarding faith, sister, because, you know, we have to recall who we were before we got in the battle. Amen. So we see with David, he knew who he was when it came time to fight. Amen? The mighty men of war, they were afraid of Goliath. But the Spirit of the Lord rose up in David because of his relationship with the Father. And that relationship was developed before he faced Goliath.
Right.
Amen? That relationship was developed when he was out in the pasture shepherding the sheep and trusting God to keep him safe from the wild animals and keep his sheep safe from the bears and the lions, you know. Because, you know, I often think about where he had taken a sheep out of the mouth of a bear and out of the mouth of a lion. And, you know, I was young in the faith, and I thought, well, you know what, that bear would have had a meal that day. I love my little sheep, but, you know, so he was a great man of faith that had a relationship with the Father, that he could believe the Father could use him mightily. Amen. So we can take a lesson from David that no matter whether we're fighting a enemy we can see or an enemy that's unseen, that God has empowered us to attack that thing and annihilate it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Family and friends, that's just to show how God is good to us, that we could conquer anything. Sister Deanne, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, ma'am. I believe, amen. I'm just going to piggyback off of the both of y'all. But I believe the more time we spend with God, the bolder we get mentally,
yes,
physically, emotionally. It reminded me of Peter. The Bible tells us when Peter spoke, they knew he was unlearned. But Peter walked with Jesus for 3 years. And on the day of Pentecost, he used Peter to bring forth the word. And thousands of people got saved that day. I believe when we make time for God, when we sacrifice and we put time aside and we say, God, this is for you, I'm seeking you, I'm looking for you, I believe what we ask him for, and when we seek him out for real, not just, you know, to play church and to sound holy and be like, oh, I was on a fast today, but we all know of the fast Isaiah talked about it. But when we seek God for real, like he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when we do that for real, then I believe, like Peter, people will look at us and say, oh, there's something different about her. There's something different about him. And that's when we can say, honey, that's because I've been in the presence of the Lord. Because after David slayed Goliath and he took his own sword and he chopped his head off, when he held that big head up, people knew there was something different about that young man. Amen?
Yes, amen.
So I say, amen. So I say we just need to draw closer and closer to the Lord so we can do the things that are uncommon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, family and friends. So Sister Deanne kind of slide us into the next topic. We're going to serve up these shrimps and grits. Like I said, it is a South cooking. So we gonna give you a little shrimps and grits and delighting in differences. Gonna come from 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they all come from the same Spirit. There are different ways to serve the same Lord, and we can each do different things. The same God works in all of us and helps us in everything we do.
Amen.
That Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others.
Amen.
You know, first of all, we have to say, thank you, Lord. And then we got to turn around and say, help me to love the people among us and the gifts you have given us. I get self-centered and expect fellow Christians to do more, to be more like me. But that's not right. Help me not to compare and contrast my strengths and weaknesses with others. Sometimes judge and criticize. I become jealous over I can do well and prideful over what I can. Please help me to only compare myself with you.
I want
to celebrate the fact that you have given all of us all different gifts, and we can use them to serve you and serve others in very different ways.
Amen.
I can't possibly know how to use each different person to further your kingdom. I promise you, remove all pride and jealousy from me.
Jesus.
Help me focus on wanting to be like you, Jesus, not like anyone else. help me to discover and develop my own spiritual gift with the right attitude. I want to use them for your glory. Family and friends, sometimes we call ourselves Christians. Sometimes we say, hey, we're Christians. But do we have the right attitude?
Come on here.
We don't all the time have the right attitude. Even as Christians, we get jealous of our fellow siblings in Christ.
Come on.
It could be the simplest thing that they have, and we're jealous. But what we need to open up our eyes and realize is that we don't know how Mary and John got them. We don't know how what they do to get them. We need to stop, be prideful, family and friends, over the things that we could do. Well, look at me. I could do this, but you can't do the same thing. Let me tell you something. Anything you could do, I could do. Keep my faith in God, ask God, and he would make a way. It might not be the same.
Right.
But anything you could do, God could give me that power to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
Stop being prideful. Stop being jealous. Give it up all to God. We, like I spoke the other night, God has given us a blueprint. All of us is a different blueprint. God has made us differently for a purpose. Because we're all not meant to be the same. We're not all meant to do the same thing. But what God is asking us to do is to give him what's his.
Yes.
To acknowledge him as our Father. Keep our faith in him.
Yes.
Family and friends, we are not the same, but we are all God's children. We are siblings in Christ.
Amen.
So stop the stupid. Stop the stupid. That's my new slogan. Stop the stupid. I stole it from Pastor Angelo, and that's my new slogan. Stop the stupid, family and friends. We as Christian, we need to stop the stupid. We need to embrace each other's differences in Christ. We have to, you know, tell them, you know, God is good. This is why he gave you this gift. God is good. This is why he gave you that talent. And when we get it, the next question is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with this talent? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to be so greedy upon yourself that you're not going to share it? Are you going to be self-centered that you're not going to lift up your sibling in Christ? You see them in the dark, you leave them in the dark, instead of bringing them to light, instead of we elevating each other in Christ, we throwing them down, we leaving them in the dark. Family and friends, stop this bit, and I'm going to leave it right there. Sister Deanne, what's...
Oh my God, as you were saying that, the Lord gave you two examples. One of them is, there is an old saying that says, a chain is as weak as the weakest link. And also, he showed me, because I love flowers, and he showed me having a garden filled with red roses is beautiful. But if you have a garden with the red rose, the pink, the yellow, you know, the lavender and all that, they're all beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And I think it is so true, because the Bible tells us the gifting that God has given to us is for the perfecting of the saints. And I've seen, because I was in the ministry where this lady, she gave herself a title and called herself an evangelist, can't preach John 3:16, okay? But she gave herself the title evangelist. And anybody who would even come up, and it's like you cannot even tell somebody else at that church that God has called them to be an evangelist, because she wants that gifting to be hers and hers alone. So when the Lord started raising up other gifts in the church as the gift of the prophetic, now she want to be she want to come and be a prophet as well. And I told him from the get-go, I said, y'all need to go ahead and cut up the head of that snake because it's going to destroy the body of the Lord. And sometimes leaders don't want to listen to the people they think that are beneath them because they don't think that God speaks to earth to us as God speaks to them. Today, that church is as quiet as a morgue, and the only person who ever gets filled with the Holy Ghost, the only person who's ever hot in that church is that very same evangelist. And when God gives us the gifting, our gifting is not to promote self. Our gifting is to promote the kingdom of God. It is to let people know that our God, he's not selfish. He's not biased. The Bible tells us he has no favoritism in him.
Yes.
So whatever he gives me, he gives you, he'll give the other.
Amen.
And when we get to, like, remember that movie Soul Food? Big Mama told them, you know, you have five fingers. With one finger, you can't really do anything. But you put those fingers together and you make a fist, and that fist can cast a mighty blow. If the world, the church would sometimes learn from the world how they are able to conquer millions of young people and have them following Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of the millions of people. If we, the church, can come together be united like that and not fight one another and not be jealous and envious and be greedy, we too can strike a blow that will make a hell shake.
Yep. Amen.
But we have got to come out of ourselves and realize this ain't about us. It ain't about us.
Amen.
This is a God thing. And when we forget about ourselves and ask the Lord to take control, then changes will take place. Like they say, ain't no I in team. It's a teamwork. We put it together, and every link becomes stronger and stronger. It makes it harder and harder to break. Therefore, when the enemy try to infiltrate the body of God, he know which way to go, and he even know which way to not go, because we don't clobber him. But the church don't want to do that. Call me prophetess. Call me evangelist. Call me pastor. And it's all about me, 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 me. And the Bible tells us about that me, 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 and I. It's the spirit of pride.
Amen.
And I'll pass it on to Pastor Jean.
Yes, Pastor Jean.
Amen. Amen. You know, if we continue on in 1 Corinthians, you know, it says that the Holy Spirit releases those gifts as it sees fit into the body of Christ. It says it distributes and it activates and operates according to how the Holy, Jesus, for what benefits him. Amen. Benefits the kingdom. And so, you know, I remember when I was young in the faith. And this is before I had any understanding, women of God. And I remember reading about the Jews and how God favored the Jews and how the Jews were God's chosen people. And, you know, before I was enlightened, it made me feel bad inside because I was really seeking God. I mean, and I was ignorant in it. Please don't get me wrong. I was ignorant in my understanding. But I really thought that made the Jews special. And I really thought, as naive as I was, that they were better than anyone else. And so I struggled with that for a minute. But God, I love you. And I mean, you made me black. I didn't make myself black. I was, you know, and then, you know, as I continued to study the word, I came upon the scripture that says that they're neither male nor female, that God, because the Jews have rejected him during that time, he made it available for the Gentiles. And so now we're all one. There is no, and when I, you know, ladies, when I found that out, I was liberated because I had so much rejection anyway. You know, that was my own little personal, you know, weakness. But when I realized that, It just released all of that anxiety I had of always feeling like I never could equal up. I was never good enough. But I realized then that when Christ went to the cross, he didn't see Jew or Gentile. He didn't see black, white, Jew.
He
didn't see any of that. He just saw his bride. And when he gave me that revelation that I was part of his bride, girl, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, because I feel like now I'm, you know, I'm as good as the president. I'm as good as anybody else because I'm a child of God. And you know, and I'm loved by him and I'm accepted by him. So, you know, and out of that place, I've grown and I've matured to the point where it's more about a relationship with him than what people call me or even how he uses me. You know, if I'm known by him and I know him and that's our relationship, you know how I feel? I feel like God can use me to clean the toilet or use me in the pulpit.
Anything.
As long as he's being glorified by what I'm doing and I'm in union and communion with him, ladies, I don't care. I really don't care. You know, and then the Bible says that, you know, if you want a better gift than you feel like you have, ask him.
Excellent.
If you want to do it, if you want to be anointed to prophesy to for the body of Christ to glorify God, ask him for it.
Yep.
Amen. And you know what? And even out of all of that, when God said all of this is gonna fail anyway, the only gift that's gonna last is love.
That's it.
The only gift after we do all we fight and compete for all of this other stuff, it's gonna all fade away. And the only one that's going to last to the end of time is love.
Yep.
Amen? And so, I'm all about the shortcut. So I figured, well, God, if I allow you to develop that love with me, I probably can flow in all of them.
All of them. That's right.
Ah.
That's right.
So family and friends. Family and friends. We just have to remember that. We all have a purpose here on this earth, you know. God have created us differently for a reason.
Amen.
You know, so sometimes, yes, we have to look for our purpose in life here on earth. Sometimes we have to look for a reason. And like I preached the other night, you know, pray to God. You know, they say pray and you shall receive. But we also have to stop going to God and praying in question. You know, we pray for God, why this, why that, why this? You know, that's something else that we have to stop doing. So we're going to put this fried green tomatoes on the plate, family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something borrowed, and this is coming from Matthew 5:42. Give to the one who asked you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Let me give freely to those who ask. Allow me to see those needs that are not mentioned, so I can give even more. Remind me that my own family is asking for things I can give. Time, love, connection. Help me put aside my worries and give freely. Never fretting that I give. That what I give will be the last of what I have.
Come on.
Family and friends, when my husband do not know how to ask for the things that fill his heart, tugs on my own heart, so that I can be sensitive to his wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
God never let me hold tightly to my blessings. They are meant to be shared.
Yes,
so family
yes,
and friends,
yes.
you see how everything that we're talking about and every voice that you give you today, this afternoon, see how we're feeling you? They're all intertwining with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we give and sometimes we look to receive back from that person.
Mm-hmm.
But when God gives us, he's not looking back at us to receive back from us what he has given us. So why not give freely Why not give to people that is in need, people that need it more than us? You know, they say you give a blessing, you will receive a blessing, family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So why not give? Give.
Yeah.
And don't look back on what you give. It's not for you to give and then turn around and talk, well, I give Mary this, I give John this,
mm-hmm.
but when I going to get it?
Yeah,
God already
yeah.
given you enough that you could share with Mary and John. That's
Amen.
Why you was able to share. But you have to do it freely. You have to do it freely. And stop looking back on what you give. Why?
Yeah.
I bless all these people. And
mm-hmm.
why me being blessed? Man, stop the
mm-hmm.
stupid. You was already blessed. You
okay.
was already blessed. This is why you could give. And stop giving people and things in the borrowed mentality. Oh, you remember when
right.
I borrowed you this? You remember when I borrowed you that? God didn't borrow
yeah.
you his bless your blessing. He didn't say, well, you know, I'm going to bless you with this, but it's on borrowing terms. Give it
mm.
to you freely. So why not give it back freely?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Jean?
Okay.
Amen, sister. You know, these scriptures are kind of challenging, Sister Nisi here. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's showing our character, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, as you were sharing that scripture, the thing that I was seeing and commenting, the thing that I'm seeing is that God is showing a difference
mm-hmm.
between his children and the children
mm-hmm.
of the world. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because when the children of the world, when they loan you something, you feel guilty when you go around them. Amen?
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, if you haven't been able to pay them, or even if you paid them, you still feel a little something because you're afraid they'll always bring that thing up, or they have this
yep.
stigma about them when you
yep.
come around them that causes you to feel that they think they're superior to you. Amen?
Right.
But we, the children of God, are supposed to give and forget. Give
yeah.
and forget. Get we gave. Amen? And so,
yeah.
and so, because what we're doing, we should be motivated by our love for the Father, number one, and then our love for his creation, for his children. So, you know, we have to check in our hearts to see, because I know there have been times when I've blessed people and they turned around and talked about me. They turned around and lied on me, and it would break my heart so much. And I couldn't go to them. You know who I had to go to? I had to go to God.
Yeah.
I had to go to God for him to take away the hurt, take away the bitterness, take away whatever I was feeling inside.
Come on.
And God had to teach me through those situations, do what you do as unto me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do what you do as unto me. If you
yeah.
loan, give it to them like they never will give it back.
Yeah.
Do what you
uh-huh.
do as unto me. And so, you know, that has been my challenge. You know, because, you know, I get tired, like Sister Nisi say, you get tired of going to God for the same old thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
uh-huh.
time to just, you know, put that stuff behind and go on in the Lord. So now I feel like if I bless you from my heart as a child of God and you misuse it or abuse it or you say something about me, you know what? That's between you and God. I'm going on.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm gonna just be the gap between the two of y'all, because as you was reading, Sister Shanice, if you read the Lord brought Matthew 5:44 to my mind, and if it's 5:43, he tell them, you know, it's been said to love those that love you and hate them
uh-huh.
that hate you. And Pastor
yeah.
Jean, it's exactly what you say. There's got to be a difference between
mm-hmm.
his children and the children of the world. But he told them
another one.
To love the one. He told them, he said, love your enemies. Bless
mm-hmm.
them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for those that spitefully use and persecute you. See, the world will not do that. But we as
children of God,
have got to be the light in the dark world. He told us not to just forgive the people you offended, but he said when you bring your gift to the altar, if you remember somebody has an ought with you, so not even you mad with somebody, but if you remember somebody is mad with you, go to them, make it right, and then come back and present your gift to him. See, the children of the world will never do that because their father, Satan, he's all about destruction and corruption.
Amen.
But everything that we do in the kingdom of God, we have to do it in decency and in order.
Amen.
Satan's all about chaos. So we have to be opposite. When it comes to the children of God, our world is flipped upside down. Because for the world, their good is bad, and our bad is their good. So if you hate me, the world, and I hate you too, girl, good for you. Because don't be letting nobody run all over you. She don't like you, don't like her either. But Jesus say no. No, no, no. If they don't like you, if they curse you, them witches out there, them warlocks out there that's trying to curse you, you turn around and you say, Lord, save them and bless them and deliver them. You know, a lot of times people be stubborn and we damn them to hell and I damn you to this and the Lord say, no, you love them. Again, because out of everything else, like Pastor Jean said, the only thing that's going to stand is our love. And the Bible says love covers a multitude of things. And that's what makes us the light of the world.
Amen. Well, I'm going to show y'all how funny things is and how God work in mysterious ways, because Sister Deanna is she's pulling us right into the next one. She's pulling us into this fried chicken. So much more. This is our fried chicken. So much more. John 14:23. Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them.
Wow.
Family and friends, we as people on this earth, we obviously need a specific guideline on how to live this life. We don't make crazy, dangerous move. God gave us his word to show us the way to go. Family and friends, the Bible is so much more than a list of do's and don'ts. It shows us to be through the power of his Holy Spirit. God wants to commune with us, to be with us. John revealed the Lord's desire for his intimate connection when he reported that Jesus even said he wanted to come and make his home with us, with each and every one of us. We should be rejoiceful that God has sent us more than a book of rules. I just said, well, everything we go through in life, the Bible has an answer. But God sent his only son as well to preach the word, to show us the righteousness in living. Family and friends, we have to start living right. We have to start living. You want the blessings? Start living with that blessing.
Mama.
You know, stop asking for these blessings and we get these blessings and we got everything else, but we living in righteousness. We living, you know, we're not obeying God's word and his will that he have for us. You know, we want the blessings, but we living freely to what we want to do. Why? Then when you don't get and you don't receive the blessings, you ask to God, so how can you bless me with this? How can you bless me with that? Man,
come on.
Again, stop the stupid.
Stop the stupid, yes.
Stop the stupid.
Yes, Lord.
God has given us a guideline of how to live at all because he foresee what earth would be like before we was even born. He saw things that would come our way. God is our creator, and he creates each one of us. He saw our life before he even gave us the breath of life.
Amen. Come on.
So, friends, why not want to live righteous? Why not want to obey the Messiah?
Amen.
Why not want to give him the glory and say, thank you, Jesus? Don't just get up in the morning and say, well, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up another day. What exactly are you thankful for?
Jesus. Amen.
Stop saying you're thankful and be thankful. Live in that thankfulness that God has given you. How much people have not woke up this morning? How much of us will not see tomorrow? We don't know when our time is. When that book, when that page in that book is torn and our name is there, we can't say, God, you know what, forgive me for my sin, and I'm not ready to go, Jesus, just give me one more day. But if
glory,
he decides to give me one more day, what are you going to change? What are you going to change about today? Every day is a new beginning to make a change. Every day we get up, we can make that change. Yes, change takes time. But we have 24 hours in a day to do to make every step that we take within that day
right. Come on here.
So family and friends, man, wake up and smell the coffee because they're brewing. And we're still sleeping. We're still sleeping. We asking God for the wrong things. We asking God the things that we want, but not the things that we need. And if you're doing that and call yourself a Christian, you're still living in jealousy. You're still living in greed. You're still living in hatred. So family and friends, stop it. There is so much more. God don't just love you. He just don't love me. He just don't love Sister Dion or Pastor G. He loves all of us. He loves all of us that he has given his only son. In truth and honesty, living in this world, how much of us would give up our only child as a sacrifice to be with God?
Come on here.
Majority of us wouldn't do it.
Amen.
But when we lose that child to nonsense of this world, the corrupted world that we live in, oh God, why you take away my child? Why my child has to go through this? We, as parents, are a stepping stone for our children.
We
got to remember, at the time they was born, they're like a sponge. What we teach them, what we say to them, and how we show them life is. That's what they sponge on. If you are true Christian, and we show them how to be, to live Christ-like. That's what they're going to know. They're going to lose their way as they get older because we all have been there. But because you sponge that in them from a young age, that's something they can keep with them for the rest of their life. Stop going to God in questions. Talk to him. Connect with him.
Right.
Stop asking for what we need, for what we want, instead of what we need. Stop going to God and repent your sins, and you're still making the bad choices and the bad mistakes. You're doing the same thing over and over, and then God, oh gosh, if you take me out of this situation, I'm going to do it again. Oh gosh, God, if you give me the $50 to pay this bill, I'm going to pay the bill, and I'm going to do it again. Man, I have been there. And when I got what I want, you know what I did? Put him right back in my backpack till I need him again.
Yep, true.
Like I said the other night, what happens when God decides to put us in his backpack?
Jeez.
What we could do then? Man, family and friends, there's so much more, and God is so much more. Get to take the time and get to know our Father. To say, our Father who art in heaven, get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we done a dying bed. God, repent our sins, because I want to sit up there in heaven with you. I want to see the pearly gates. But until that moment, we wasn't a Christian, though. Until that moment, we
wasn't a Christian. That's true.
We was doing everything except what was righteous. Family and friends, God left us something that is very powerful. He left us a guideline. He left
us
a book that
no
matter what we go through in life, we there's an answer. There's an answer. When you think that you are too tired, God could pick us up and give us that energy.
When
you feel like you have no more strength, he could pick us up and give us the strength. We have to remember that God pick us up at our weakest moment. But where is your faith? Where is your faith in him? You can't expect to go to God 10% and get 100% back.
Amen.
So, coming to friends, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Deanne, and then we're going to turn it over to Pastor Holmes.
Amen. Amen. My God, my God. He said, if we invite him in, he will come in and he will make a home with us. So I think it's the book of 1 Corinthians that also tells us about that, how we present this body, this temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we cannot defile this temple because he's in there. We have to remember God, Jesus the Son, nor his Holy Spirit can live around filth and dirt. And Sister Shanice, is just like you say, a lot of us, we want the blessing, but we don't do continuously what it takes to keep the blessing. So we'll say, okay, God, come on in for a brief moment, I need you to heal my body. In the minute our bodies are healed, okay, Lord, I'm going to see you next time. Be safe on your way. Bye-bye. If God were to treat us just like that, we would have been dead and gone. But because he's so patient and he's so merciful and he's so loving, he lets us know all you have to do is want me. See, if we want God like some of the things we want, if we go after God like some people go after money, cutthroat, lying, deceiving, doing whatever, if we were to come at God like that, our lives would change dramatically. But because I guess we don't see him in the physical, and that's where our faith come in, we just think, okay, I can go ahead and do that. And because he's faithful, when I call him, he'll be here. But there's a day coming that grace is going to run out. Not every time God is going to come and snatch our behinds out of the fire. There's a day coming when we're going to have to stay in that fire. And then you're going to either say yes, a permanent yes, or a no. But there's no way we're going to be living one foot in the world and one foot in Christ, because that's not going to happen. He told us that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He said he is a jealous God. He's got to be number one, or he don't want to be nowhere at all. He don't want to be your boyfriend. He don't want to be your little sidekick. He wants to be your husband. He wants to be the one that eats with you, that sleeps with you, that talks with you, that prays with you. He wants us to invite him in, and not just invite him in our houses that's made with hands, but he wants us to invite him into our hearts. Because when we invite him into our hearts, the things that are in our hearts that are not of him, it will have to evacuate the premises. Because like you said, there is no way we are going to live any kind of filthy, dirty, funky, stank life and then for us to die and expect to go to heaven. Our lives have to be clean. Now, is there anybody perfect? Nobody is perfect, but that's why he wants to live with us. So when we mess up in love, he'll come and say, Pastor Jean, you shouldn't have said that like that. Shanice, you shouldn't have gone that way. Diane, turn around and go apologize, go repent. Not because he hates us, but because he loves us. And Sister Shanice, like you say, he gave us a book. And the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, is the basic instructions before leaving earth. So everything we need pertaining to life and godliness, we can find it in those 66 books. So I just want to thank God that even though I am flawed and I have issues, and when I tell you I got issues, it's dang got issues, but in all of my issues, he loved me enough to say, girl, come here. I'm going to live in you, and one by one, I'm going to deliver you from all these issues. All them cracks you have in you, come here, let me put you together. All them brokenness you have in you, come on, let me mend you. Let my love mend you and put you back together so people can look at you and ask, what is it in you? Or how did you go from there to where you are right now? And you can say, I open up my heart, and I ask the Lord to come in, and I ask him to move in, and I have decided to let everything else go. And they'll say, well, do you fall? Yes, I fall, but now I have somebody. When I fall, I can call on, and they'll pick me up, and they're not going to degrade me. They're not going to make me feel bad. But when I say, Lord, I need help, even though I messed up, his love will still draw me, and it will keep me to help me to do better the next day because he lives with me. Pastor Jean, I pass it on to you.
Amen, amen. Sister, that was awesome. That was good. I like
praise
that.
God.
You know,
yes.
You know, as you both were sharing, and, you know, I was just thinking about us as women. And, you know, I think that we long to be loved because God
mm-hmm.
made us for the purpose
mm-hmm.
of love.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes because we've been so misused or disappointed when it comes to
mm-hmm.
loving, we're afraid to love.
Yes.
Right.
And now we have this creator of the universe, all powerful. I mean, he can do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it, to the point
mm-hmm.
of even changing the heart of man. And he says mm-hmm. he loves us. He says that he went away to prepare a place for us so we can
mm-hmm.
come together with him as his bride.
Yep.
Man, think about that. That's what he said. So,
yep.
I mean, just meditate on that for a second.
Hmm.
You know, we spend our lives looking for the perfect husband.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Got him. We got him.
We sure do.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Sure do. We
and
sure
so,
do.
You know, I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about, now, I have an earthly husband, but let
mm-hmm.
me tell you, so I don't beg him. If I need some money,
okay.
I say, you got some money? I need some money. If I need him to fix something, I say, you know what? You need to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have to beg him because I had a relationship with him.
With
Amen.
Him. That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Now, if God is, if I'm also part of the bride of Christ, then you know what? I shouldn't have to beg God.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Because I uh-huh. know that he loves me because he already proved he loved me even before he gave me life to come. Temporarily to this world. Amen. He
That's
proved
right.
his love for me even before I knew him. Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
Many times I should have been dead and gone
mm-hmm.
out there doing
mm-hmm.
stupid stuff. But he helped me. He helped me save. And then sometimes went back and showed me how close I came, you know, to dying if it had not been for him. But so he extended, he's proven that he loves me. He knows my good, my ugly, my in between. Amen.
All
I don't have to try to impress him. I don't have to hide how I look when I'm messed up from him because he already knew I was going to do it before I did it. And then he knew I was going to come to him and say, I'm sorry. And he still
mm-hmm.
loves me just the same. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, sometimes we just need to step back for a second and meditate on who he really
mm-hmm.
is and see how much he loves us in spite of us. And there's nothing we can do about it because he already paid the price to prove it for us and to us. Amen? And you know, sometimes we have to ask him to give us hearts that can reciprocate the love. Amen? Because you know what I find, sisters? We can only complete most of the time what's in our hearts to do.
Amen.
If I say I'm serving God, I have to serve him from my heart because he's a spirit. Because my mind sometimes will say, I wonder, is there really a God?
Right, it'll slip.
But my heart is where
yes.
he resides, and
right.
that's where I must serve him from, my
right.
heart. If my heart is messed up because he created me, even to the point of me needing a new heart, he can do that.
He sure
Amen?
Can.
Amen?
He sure can.
And
he sure can.
Well, family and friends, you know, the devil was busy this morning, this afternoon, when we first started, and the devil still wants to be busy. But before
we rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Yes, we rebuke him. There's this movie that watched a while back that's called War Room. There's a piece
yes.
where the lady is, she is praying. And that's just to show how powerful. So I want to share this with you, family and friends, before we move forward. So we're going to play this, and then we're going to come back to
mm-hmm.
to this plate. And the last thing we're putting on this plate is some mac and cheese. So,
Woo!
Family and friends, hold on while we play this.
Amen. He did. Well, what did he say? Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, see, I told you, Elizabeth, I told you that God would fight for you. Oh, Jesus. All right, baby, I'll talk to you soon. Oh, devil, you just got your butt kicked. My God is faithful, and my God is powerful, and my God is in charge. You can't fire him, and he'll never retire. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. My God is good. My God is good, and he's faithful.
Yes. I just have to play because I love that movie. It's a very
yes.
powerful movie. And,
very.
You know, it just shows us that how God could move. He could move and how he could remove situations out our life. You know, it don't matter what we're going through. It don't matter how bad we think that day is. That's just so that God could shake. He could shake. And once we have God, we could move mountains. We could move mountains. So family and friends, once again, thank you for tuning into the group. But we're going to go into this last item. On our dish, this down south cooking, and it is mac and cheese.
Yes,
and it
lies.
Let God have control. How much of us honestly let God have control? We give it to God, but we still try to control our situation. This is coming from Colossians 3, 2, and 5. Aim at and seek the rich internal treasures that are above and set your mind and keep them set on what is above, not on the things that are on the earth. Kill, deaden, deprive of power, the evil desire, and all that is earthly in you.
Jesus.
It is in all of us a natural desire to want to be in control of our life. It is not attainable. It's not an attainable goal. Assuming that we could control people and the situation that come into our life is unrealistic, family.
It is an
expectation that is not real. And one that leaves you frustrated, angry, and exhausted. Family and friends, God have a good plan for everyone.
Yes,
that includes a life far. So superior to anything the world has to offer. But attaining it involves dying to yourself. God relentlessly pursues the flesh, our human nature, and is intent on setting us free from its control. The process of letting go and giving up control can be painful, but the end result is worth it. So family and friends, let go of control and let God be in your life. Again, family and friends, we want to control everything, especially for us that believe in perfection. Some of us that are OCD, you know, we have to get everything in place. Everything has to work out. You know, we make a plan, and that plan has A, B, C, and we expect it to go in place. I don't do that for myself. I always have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H, and I, if I have to. Because I know that I cannot control situations in my life.
Right.
I know I can't do it right the first time sometimes.
Right.
So I put these plans in motion because if it don't work with A, between A and I, one of them won't work out right. And that's just to show that I have given up control long time. That I made these other plans. Because before I hit letter I in my plan, God is going to show me the right way.
My God.
And if I try to do it my way, He's going to make sure that I fail, because to the end of the day, it's not my way. It is His way. He's in control. The same way He created us, the same way He's given us life, He's given us the breath of life. From before we even become a fetus, God was in control.
Come on here.
God
Come on
was
here.
In control.
If
Come on
he was here.
Not in control, He would not have created us. We would not have been walking on this earth to say, I am Shanice. I am Deanne. I am Jean. We wouldn't have made it this far.
That's right.
God is in control even before, from the time our parents meet and they do the do. God was in control.
About Jesus.
God was in control. He know He would create us. He know what our life would be like. He know what we would go through so He could get our attention. Let go, family and friends. Let go and let God. We would fail, but we would rise. When you rise, you always rise higher than where you fall. But always remember, keep your faith, and always remember, God is in control. We don't control nothing. The only thing we control is the clothes we're going to put on in the morning time.
Okay.
That's the only thing we control, family and friends. So when you think you're in control and things working out in your favor and things going the way it's supposed to, because this is my day. God made it your day.
That's
God
right.
made it your day. We might not know it all the time, but God made it possible for you. So family and friends, let God have control. We ain't in control of nothing. Pastor Gina, I'm going to turn it over to you and then Sister Deanne.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. You know, I believe that we'll be learning until Jesus comes is how to relent, how to trust. how to rely and lean our entire personality upon him. You know, I use my experiences a lot when I'm sharing because, I know them to be true. They're not theory because I learned God in them. And so
yeah.
I remember someone saying to me, you know, God wants to renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, he gave me a mind, and I have a pretty good mind. I can think and, you know, I can learn, so what's to renew? And, you know, I just really didn't understand that. And so I had to understand, I had to inquire of the Lord to understand, why would he give me a mind to think and then tell me to submit that to him? Amen? And he will take me through a season of showing me that my thoughts were not his thoughts. That I thought from the natural realm, from my flesh, my emotions, my selfish desires, my fears, my disappointments, my bitterness or whatever was going on at the time, because those things were real to me. But if I continued with those thoughts and those fleshly emotions, the word says that they're antagonistic towards God.
Yes.
So once I understood why he was saying he rescued me from that, he ransomed me from all of those things because they always left me tormented. Amen?
Right.
So when I received that revelation, I ran to the Lord and said, Lord, please renew my mind. Please take the torment away. I thought I would have to live tormented like that the rest of my life.
Yes.
Amen? Full of fear, full of doubt, always second-guessing myself, always regretting, wishing I hadn't done that, wish I had done it another way, wishing I hadn't said that, wish I had said it another way. That's how I lived, and I could never catch up. And so God had to show me, that's why I sent my son, so you could be set from all of that.
Come on,
I'm not going to force it on you.
You go, girl.
It's your choice. It's your choice whether you want to serve me and continue that way or whether you want to step out in the deep and trust me with those things and allow me to renew your mind, change your way of thinking and seeing things. And I am here, I am telling you, and I know these ladies can agree, once they stepped out and trusted God, God changed their way of seeing and thinking things. And he not only did that for us, but he filled us with joy and peace, like that was unexplainable. You don't know where it came from, but you know it didn't come from the world. Amen?
Amen. 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 Praise God. I am in the process of writing an ebook dealing with regrets. And I'm pretty sure, ladies, I'm pretty sure somewhere, sometime in your life, you said, if I only knew then what I know now, how different my life would be. And as ladies, as you were speaking, God just showed me how so in control I wanted to be of a certain aspect of my life. And it came to marrying a man that he was so adamant about me not marrying him. And God sent all kind of prophets my way. I saw checkered flags. I saw yellow and black checkered flags. And because I was so adamant about wanting something that God kept on saying no to me, but the devil made it look like, girl, you got to have that man, because if you don't have that man, this other girl who don't like you, she going to win. And ladies, when it comes to a man, we battle hard for our man. And I look at my life now, and for the past going on 13 years, I have to live the life of someone who has a visual disability simply because I did not allow Jeremiah chapter 29, I think verse 11, to take hold of my life. He said he has a good plan for us. He knows the thoughts
He has towards us. And in all this time, God was showing me the thoughts he had for me. But I thought I knew better than God. And now I sit back and I say, God, all this you try to protect me from. I almost lost my life, lost my sight. I've lost so much, lost house, lost money. I got in an accident. It's like my vision just left me while I was driving. And, y'all, it's like somebody took a hot knife and just sliced it through butter. The entire front of my car was just sliced off. I walked out of there not with one bruise or a bump on me. The Lord still preserved me in my foolishness, in my stupidity, in my craziness, in me thinking I know what was best for me. And so many of you out there are listening to my voice, especially in this coronavirus time where we have all this social separation. And God is using that to say to the world, not just America, I know the thoughts I have towards you. It is a good plan. And if you would just settle down and let my will be done in your life will be revolutionary, and you will see and you will understand why I told you go right and not left, why I told you stay straight and don't look back. But sometimes we think we know better than God. And sometimes he has to jack us, and sometimes he has to jack us good and sit us down in a corner. And when I think back of my life, and then the enemy, after he's brought us to a place where we think we know better than God, then he will bring us to a place where now we have to live with regret. Oh, if now look at you. Now your God said he was going to do this. Now look at you. What kind of God would allow? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the devil does. He takes everything and he turns it around and he makes it about him and how good God is not, and put us in a place for us to doubt God and his love. And when it comes to control, the best control the Bible has, I'm on the radio. The best Bible, The best example of relinquishing control is Jesus in the Garden of Eden. He could have said no, but where would that have left us? When he was on the cross, he said he could have called 12 legions of angels. But again, where would that have left us? Sometimes when God say no and it looked like yes would be better, we just need to go ahead and accept that no, because in the long run, that yes will ruin our lives. So when it comes to controlling of your life, let me tell you this. You don't know what's best for you. The only person who knows what's best for you, like Sister Shanice said, is the person who created you, the person who created heaven and earth and put you in this place at this time. So we're not even in. I look at my dog sometimes and I call my dog. They don't even come. I don't even have control over my own dog. So if I cannot control my own dog when I say come and go sit and stay or behave, don't bark, how on earth can I control my life when I don't even know how my life started? So sometimes you just have to say, okay, God, I just wave the white flag. Just I give up. I'm sorry. I let it go. You do what you want with it. Because that's the best thing we can do is just tell God, you know what, I surrender. That's the best thing we can do.
So family and friends, there you have it, the grub with the 3-0. So we are back. We are back, like I said, to the beginning of the show. We are back. So you can catch us next week, Monday, same time, same place on TPV Radio Network. So again, family and friends, if you have not downloaded the app, download Live 365, and it's the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Don't forget to capitalize each letter and each word. That's how you would find us on Live 365. If you have not subscribe to our page. You can do that by the click of a button and going to www.tpvradio.com. So family and friends, you can follow us different ways. You can also go to our Facebook page and look for the Sammy's Voice Radio. Like the page, follow us there. So once again, family and friends, you know, the devil was busy when we first started, but we show him we serve a better person, and he's not going to conquer. There's no room for him here. So family and friends, we have a good menu for you guys next week, Monday as well. So you can tune in 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, tomorrow is Tuesday night. So tune back in tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Yes.
7 p.m. Central Standard Time to hear Sister Dion, Victory over the Weight of Life. Family and friends, if you have a testimony, if you want to testify but not test the lie, please call in at 515-605-9873. Family and friends, we all here. We keep it raw. We keep it real. Don't forget to catch Pastor Dean and her brother. That's our duo. That is on Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Amen.
Central Standard Time. They break it down and they shake down those Bible verses and make it easy for you to not understand but overstand. And that's just to show that God is good in each and every one of our lives, that he has given us this opportunity to bring the word. We bring it in different ways, but we keep it real. We keep it sturdy. You know, we're not quoting nothing here at ATV Radio Network. So, you know, again, to our listening audience, thank you guys so much for supporting us here by tuning in, listening to us, listening to our replays on Facebook, Black Talk Radio as well. So we are all grateful here. And coming, family and friends, on April 20, tune into our brand new show, which is with Miss Dorothy Patterson, the life coach, family and friends. So tune in and hear what Miss Dorothy have to tell you. So again, family and friends, thank you guys so much for supporting us. Don't forget to add up every Monday with us here on The Grub. I mean, family and friends, if you need prayer at any time, we on the show and you need prayer, it don't matter what show, because on Live 365, our shows are live. So if you're hearing it, we are on the radio at that moment. So you could call in at 515-605-9873. Family and friends, we would stop what we're doing and we will pray for you. We're not going to pray for you later, but we're going to pray for you on the spot, because that's what we're supposed to do. So family and friends, again, thank you so much. We're going to have Pastor Jean close us off in prayer. And family and friends, stay blessed. Pastor Jean.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you so much. We come before your throne of grace and mercy, acknowledging that this is the day that you, Father God, have made. And Father God, we honor you, Father God, for who you are, because of who you are. Father God, we just lift up your name, Father God, above every situation, circumstance, disease, virus, Lord God, war, pestilence. We lift you up higher, Father God,
higher
than anything that's tried to rear its head against your throne and your kingdom in the name of Jesus. And
Lord,
we cancel it right now. As the women of God, as the servants of God, we speak against it in the name of Jesus.
And Father God, we just lift up the ones, Lord God, that have been plagued by this virus, Lord God. We lift up the ones that have lost loved ones, Lord God. Father God, we pray for your tender love and mercy to come, Lord God, into those situations, into the hearts of the ones, Lord God, that are suffering the loss, Father. Father God, we pray that you would give them that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Father God, let them know, Father God, that you are aware of it, Lord God. Father God, even hold them in your arm, Lord God, and give them that peace and give them an understanding. Let them know, Father God, what the world is not able to explain. Father God, we just pray, Lord God, even in the midst of it all, even in the midst of the fear, Lord God, and the dread, Lord God, Father God, that you will come in like a flood, Lord God. Jesus. And you, Father God, will raise a standard of righteousness, Lord God, in the midst of this situation, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, as your servants, Lord God, to come show up and show out, Lord God. Let the world know, Lord God. Let the enemy of our souls know, Lord God, that you're almighty and you're all powerful, oh Lord God. And Father God, all you have to do is speak a word, Lord.
Come on, Jesus.
All you have to do is speak a word. So Father God, we ask you to speak a word. Speak a word, Father God. Speak a word, Lord God. And where the enemy has tried to devastate, Lord God, we ask you to stop it and we ask you to leave a blessing. We ask you to stir up a spirit of revival, Lord God. Yes, Father God, because he's tried to rob, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, for a spirit of revival, Lord God, will be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you for this program. We thank you for this for this ministry, Lord God, that you blessed and given to Pastor Chris and Pastor Nisi, Lord God. We thank you for the people that are coming along beside them, Lord God. We thank you for the gifts, Lord God, that's coming forth and manifesting, Lord God, within the different programs, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless them, to strengthen them, Lord God, to not only meet every need, Lord God, but supersede the need and give them a blessing to be a blessing, Lord. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you and we ask that the word that came forth today, Lord God, Father God, will find a place and reach a heart, Father God, that will stir something within someone, Lord God. And Father God, you will bring the increase. You will give the increase. In the mighty, awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So there you have it, family and friends. Woo-hoo! We covered you in Jesus' name from the crown of your head to the tip of your foot. So, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you for my sisters here on the show. I truly appreciate them. Without them, we wouldn't have the grub. So, family and friends, stay blessed, stay blessed, stay blessed, stay safe. I'm tuned back in next week, Monday, at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, again, family and friends, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye.
Amen.
Bye. Bye, everybody. God bless you. Bye, ladies.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. TPV Radio, Central Texas.